Habib Bhattar is an independent journalist and the editor of BeirutReport.com. He's been speaking with Barbara Miller about the moment the explosion happened.
Well, I was lucky because I had been just driving past the port area and I had stopped at a pharmacy a few miles away from there. I went in to talk to the pharmacist and I heard a small boom, a thud, which I thought was an aircraft, because we have had many bombings in Lebanon. We've been living with aerial bombings for years in this country. And I thought that was something happening in the south toward Israel. But then I went up outside to look up in the sky, and then it just came over me, this gigantic wave of energy. It felt like the nightmare scenario that you imagine, you know, some crazy explosion just blowing everything off in front of you. It was very traumatic. My heart kind of jumped into my throat. My whole body was vibrating, and I just jumped in my car and I tried to get home as soon as I could. We've been through a lot in this country, and that was probably one of the worst explosions I've ever heard. So for someone from Beirut to say that this was bad, that means it's really bad. The entire port area has been just a wasteland and wiped out, probably billions of dollars in damage. And for a country that is really suffering so much already, there's so much poverty. The currency is under hyperinflation right now. So people have lost 80% value of the money they have in the bank and the money that they're paid. People have lost their job, 50% unemployment right now. So it couldn't have come at a worse time in the worst country.
And from what you know of that area and from what you're seeing and feeling about that explosion, how serious do you think this is in terms of casualties?
Anyone, I would say, within a several hundred meter area would have probably been killed. It's very hard to imagine anyone surviving that kind of a cloud. You know, I've experienced buster bunker bombs that Israel drops, American bombs that, you know, really shake your soul. And it felt like it was twice that. So I don't know how anybody could have survived that. People were injured miles away. Friends of mine who live, you know, several miles away, their entire glass of their home was caved in. One person said it was like somebody punched him in the face. He just fell down on his own balcony. I mean, so everybody thought that this was happening next to them. That's how powerful this explosion was.
And are there many residents living around that area in the port? Is that a built-up area?
All of Beirut is a built-up area. You know, houses are built almost on the highways. It's such a densely packed country. There's a major transit hub right next to the port, right across the street. There's a bus service that goes to Syria and other countries. Usually it's pretty packed with people riding buses there. So I imagine there could be definitely some casualties in that area. We saw entire buildings collapse. You know, in the port area, we just kind of saw it almost like vaporized. And there's also wheat silos there, you know, so there's a big question there about how much of the wheat was lost. You know, this is what feeds the nation. So I don't know what else can happen to Lebanon, honestly. Really living on luck in this country. It's very difficult for the people.
That's Habib Bhattar, the editor of BeirutReport.com, speaking there with Barbara Miller. And the Prime Minister's told Channel 7 that one Australian has been killed in that blast.